This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We have the Mabul and the rescue from the Mabul through the Teva. When you read beside the Psukim, beside the Chazal, we see Noach did a tremendous act of kindness to come into the Teva, to feed the animals. According to Chazal, we have even greater insight into the Chesed, that he didn't sleep not day and not night. The entire time in the Teva, Noach did not sleep. He was busy caring and caring and caring for the animals, the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us that he was at to the moment, like a clock, how he fed the animals. He came 1 minute late to the Arye, to the lion, and that caused him to get a bite, a punch, a kick, that he remained Ach Noach. He remained with sciatic nerve problems. Yeah. He was limping. Unbelievable the amount of work, chesed, tzidkus, tzedakah, that Noach did to the Bria in the Teva. The Mefarshim tell us the concept behind the Teva was Eilam Chesed Yibane, that to rebuild the world, it needed to be done through means of chesed. The world had to be reconstructed. Amayavelt, and the world needs to be mushrash, it needs to be foundationed on chesed. And so the Teva was chesed and chesed and chesed and chesed. Olam chesed yibane. Noach on a personal level was a tzaddik yisoid olam. The Torah is made ish, tzaddik, tomim. Today, we give titles very freely. This person's a Rav, a Gaon, a Tzaddik. We're very easy with the terms, with the titles. Torah, each word means something. Each syllable, each ois. And if the Torah is Meyid, Ish Tzaddik, Tomim, Hoye B'dei Reisav. The Rebbeinu Shlomo himself tells it to Noach, Ki oischa isi tzaddik lefonai. Tzaddik, unbelievable tzaddik. In the Hagdome to Raziel HaMalach, it's brought that Noach was a person who kept everything that it said in the Torah. We know he learned Torah, that's clear. Chazal tell us, Mikol HaBehema Tehoira, how would he know? How does Noach know? Mikan Shalom et Noach Torah. So Noach sits and learns, and on top of sitting and learning, he's building a teva, and he's giving through the teva speeches about the Mabul. The Rebbeinu Shem calls him a tzaddik. The Raziel HaMalach Nagdom even writes that Noach went to the mikveh every day, not only before the teva, but even in the teva. Even in the teva, Noach was able to go to the mikveh. Noach is definitely qualified to be called a tzaddik tamim hoya b'dei reisav. No question. His actions, his tzidkis, es ha'likim es alech Noach, he goes with the Eibishter. So how are we to understand the Chazal? Yesh dershim l'gnai. Yesh dershim l'gnai. Chassidus Sfarim writes that it actually wasn't Yesh Chazal, but Yesh dershim was Noach himself. Noach himself, because he was an anav, he was humble. See, he was Dairish l'gnai ilo hoya, but Dairish l'avram lo yenechshav l'klum. Anava. He was a person with, who was humble. So when he heard the words, Nayach, he's sadik tam, hayabidei raisav, so Nayach himself, Yesh Dershim is the Nayach himself, would say, oh, only bidei raisav, because if I was by Avram, I would be nothing. All right? That makes sense for a person who's an anav to talk like this. But Pasha Pshat Rashi is Yesh Dershim, Yesh Rabbi Seinu Dershim. It's the two ways how to learn the Pasuk. How are we to understand the Dayush L'Gnai? Why? Why should we be Dayush L'Gnai? Elohi B'Dayre Shel Avram. Why does a person have to measure up to Avram? It's true a person should say, Masa Yagiyu Maisa L'Maisa Avaisa. A person should always look to strive to be like Avram Avinu. Yes. But if you don't reach that, so what? It becomes a taina. In Shemayim, they're going to say, you're not Avram Avinu. That's how they're going to measure people in Shemayim. Then we're all done. Then it's Avram Avinu and the rest of the world. I mean, are we to say that if a person doesn't measure up to Avram Avinu, and Yiddish Zachman has abgefragt, that's it? You're not Avram Avinu. Okay, so I found that there was one Avram Avinu, but I'm who I am. So you do what Bali Musra, we speak, Medayna Koichis, Medayn Midis, right? You gotta be who you are. You're right, we have to strive to be Masiyaki, Maisla, Maiseva, like I said, yes. The Rambam says, a person, if he wants, he can be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam writes this. And it's a big discussion how it could be. Torah says, like, come, Navi, Kemosha. It's a discussion. Rabbi Chana Vassaman, Shem Yenakim Damis, Chesu Yagin Aleinu, speaks about it. Achreinim discuss it. It's not for this moment to go into that Rambam. But, of course, we're trying to measure up to the Avos and to the Tzadikim Daravar. Yes. But it doesn't mean we measure that becomes our whole scale of who we are. A person is going to say, you're not like Avram Avinu. Machamit Nuz. We're not like Avram Avinu. Why should we do that? Tzadik, Tomim, Hoya, B'dei Reisav, Yesh, Dershim, L'Gnai. Why should we be Dersh, L'Gnai? Why should we say that you measure up to Avram? And even the Lashon of the Rashi, if he was B'dayrish to Avram, Lo Nechshav L'Klum, nothing. Nothing, garnished. Atazei Netmen Atzadik, Tamim Haya Avidei Reisav, Lo Mizak Lo Nechshav L'Klum, nothing. Apella. How come the Chazal, the Yesh Dershim L'Gnai, minimizes Nayach to nothing? To nothing? Abaisai, I think we have to understand properly Avram. Who was Avram? And why Nayach then is not Avram? And in broader topic, into broader discussion, what is Chesed? Like I tell you, Nayach was a tremendous Bal Chesed from what we read. Olam Chesed Yibana. But for some reason, Chazal felt important to point out, Sinisht Avram Avinu. Sinisht Avram Avinu. What's the pshat? So let's discuss Avram, Klapei Nayach. Let's discuss, as like I said, what is Chesed? It's obvious that if we compare him to Avram, it must be that Avram had something to do, I'm sorry, the Indian has something to do with Chesed. Avram's Midah was the Midah of Chesed. So maybe we're trying to contrast Avram in Nayach and Chesed. What is it? Apelach. I'll explain to you, and I'll give to you many Chazalim which seem to contradict each other. There's a Chazal, a Medrash. The Medrash says that two people were called tzaddikim. Nayach is tzaddik. Yosef was called a tzaddik. Why? Shnehem zanues habriyos. They fed people. They fed people. And when you feed the world, you're called a tzaddik. I was looking. Where's Avraham Avinu in the list? If anyone fed people, Avram was mechadish in Eshel, the concept of opening up a catering hall, a hotel for feeding people. Avram was the one who was the Bal Chesed, the Machnes Oirach, the quintessential Machnes Oirach. He's not in the list. Yosef. With Noach is Tzaddik, and both are called Tzaddik. So it could be, it's not to exclude Avram, but the point is the word tzaddik. Here we find the word tzaddik, the name tzaddik. By Yosef we find tzaddik, and Shneim Zanu. But it doesn't mean that Avram was not part of that list. Maybe that's all Chazal mean. Chazal don't mean to exclude Avram Avinu from the list. But I'll tell you, interesting. Chazal tell us, on the other hand, that Avram Avinu wasn't in the same sugya, wasn't even in the same hemisphere of Chesed and Tzedaka that Noach and Yosef did. Why? Chazal tell us, says Medrash Sheikh Yatev, Tzedaka, Yeshena, was sleeping, was dormant till Avram Avinu came. Says Chazal, Tzedaka was invented almost. Let's use the word invented. By Avraham Avinu. Am I missing something? I know the pasuk seems to tell us the tremendous tzedakah, the tremendous giving that Noach gave to the Bria, Olam Chesed Yibana. So what do Chazal and Medrash Sheikh Hatayv mean? Yeshena. It was sleeping till Avraham Avinu came. I'll tell you another Chazal. Chazal actually tell us that Avraham Avinu took lesson from Noach to do Chesed. Medrash says he was jealous. He says, look what Noach did for the Bria. I want to do the same. Wait a minute. Tzedakah wasn't around till Avram. On the other hand, when we talk about being Zanim, Mefarnes, Sabrias, we exclude Avram from the list. And then Chazal tell us, Gar, that it happens to be that Avram took lesson. Avram was jealous. That's where he learned his chesed from Noach. The three chazal, they don't go together. Rabbi said, let me tell you the teretz to the kasha. Yes, Noach did unbelievable chesed. And yes, Avram Avinu took lesson from Noach. And yes, Tzedaka was started by Avram Avinu. And Avram and Noach have nothing to do with each other, and that's what Chazal mean. What does that mean? I'll explain to you. There's a tremendous Medrash, Rabbi, say a Yalkut. The Medrash says that Iyuf, when he had his Yisurim, he turned to the Abish and he said, I'm a Bal Chesed, like Avram Avinu. Just like Avram was Malbish Arumim, just like Avram was Ma'achil Re'evim, he fed the hungry, he clothed the homeless. I do the same thing. The Rebbe Yisrael tells him, what? What you do? And what Avram Avinu, there's no shaykhs, it's not even, they're not even in the same sentence to be put together. Yes, you're Ma'achil Re'evim, yes, you're Yomal B'Sharumim, it's true. But Avraham Avinu, look at the Archiv, look what he did for them, look at... What do Chazal mean? What did the Abish to tell Iyuf? To be Malbish in Arum, that makes sense. To be Machil Arayev, that makes sense. Humanity, a human, is to give for those that are needy. That's still not the chesed of Avraham Avinu. Avram Avinu's chesed, even if the other person doesn't so much need it. But to give and to give and to give and to give, not because he's as much that he needs it, but Avram needs it. Avram Avinu, when he was Machnes Oirach, in Cheshbon, he was Potter. He was a chayla. The people didn't really need it so much. But his drive, his ahava for chesed, it wasn't so much humane as much as it was Avram and his chesed. Noach, yes, did a tremendous chesed. He was amazing as Habriyos. They needed it. If it wasn't him, it would be nobody. That's what we call Hatzolas Nefashos. He gave people life.
Saved the world.
Saved the world. It's true he saved the world. It's true that he saved the world. But to save the world, because he understood, you have to save the world. Avraham Avinu did chesed when he's not saving the world. Avraham Avinu's midah of giving, to want to give, that's called tzedakah. And it was Yishena. It was something that didn't exist till Avraham Avinu. And yes, Avraham Avinu looked and saw Noach and said, wow, he saved the world. That's a chesed. Yeah, I mask him. But then Avraham took it to a whole new level of chesed. A whole new chapter, a whole new sugi of chesed. And that's called chesed because me, who I am, is to give and to give and to give. Selflessness in chesed. Noach did chesed because it was humane. Noach was a righteous person of Adam. Noach is sadik, tomim, hoye, b'day roysef, 100%. And maybe that's what the b'day roysef means. In an inhumane society, Noach was humane. Maybe that's the b'day roysef. B'day roysef where people, the humanity disintegrated. That's why it had to be yimach kalayikum. Kates kalbasa balafanai. Kimalart chamos b'bneim. Society became inhumane. There was a breakdown in humanity. Noach, and that was Sadik Tom Hayyibaday Yosef. He was humane. Logic, his mind was straight, yashar. He knew that you have to save the world and you have to save people. Avram, it wasn't in the mind, it was from the heart. And I'll tell you where I got this from. If you look, Chazal call Noach Chacham Le'matzil Nefashos, Le'keach Nefashos. That's the Lashon of Chazal. Chacham Le'keach Nefashos. The Balaturim brings it down. Balaturim says that's why it says it's Le'kim His Haleich Noach. The last ois is Mem. His Haleich Chaf. Noach Ches. It's Chacham. He brings this medrash. Noach was a Chacham. What do you mean? If a person's matzil nefashis, he's a chacham? Why is he called a chacham? And the answer is, yes, he saved the world. Nefashis came from chachma. It came from wisdom. It came from yashrus hamayach, yashrus haseichel. He was humane. He was humane. Avram was a mohel. Avram was a yid. By Avram, the chesed wasn't because he was humane. It was that and the fact that he was a yid, and a yid is a rachmon. Rachmonim b'ayshanim, gaim leicha, sadim. The Sipurna tells us, Avram Avinu was credited for the tremendous achnasas archim that he did. Tell me, was this the first time he did achnasas archim? It's only merumis, as hanefesh, asher asu, b'charon, that he helped people. Otherwise, you don't see the Torah. There was no mention of Avram's chesed till the Achnasas Archim in Parashas Vayera. Says the Sipurna, what happened to his whole life? He did chesed. And the answer is, this chesed stands out way beyond all the other chasadim that he did. Why? Like I explained to you, chesed to feed people is Noach. Avram's ahavas chesed, that he was drawn to do chesed, that means he couldn't sleep, he couldn't rest, and even when he was sick, he needed to do that chesed. The Eibishter didn't took out the sun because he said he's sick, he shouldn't be doing this. So why did the Eibishter send the three malachim that he should do the chesed? Pasha pshat, because he saw that Avraham Avinu needed it. The Eibishter said, I want to protect him. I want to give him a time to heal. And then he saw that he was kechaim hayayim, he was standing ala Pesach. He's not holding by resting anyway. Fakert, this will bring him a refuah shleima. I remember my Rebbe Rav Pam, Zechayin Levracha, when he was sick, so I didn't bother him. I tried to give him, you know, not to be, to put on him extra load of, so when I had my children, the third, the fourth, I didn't tell him. I didn't come to tell him that I had a boy. For the early ones, the Bris, the Pidgin Aben, he used to come. Finally, he got a little bit better. There was a break in the chayli a little bit. So I quickly went to visit him. His son told me it's a good time to go. I went, and I tell him, Rebbe, you know, the last year or so, I haven't have had a baby. So he looks at me and he goes, and you didn't call and tell me? I tell Rebbe, sick. I didn't want to make it. It should be an oil. I should call and bother, and then there would be a whole discussion. Come to the bris. You won't come to the bris. So he looked at me. He goes, I don't understand you. Don't you realize that if you told me you had a baby, I would feel better? So he told me, I'm sick. So don't you think that to give fakir, to make me better, to give me chizuk, to make me refuah. If you would have told me you had a baby, it would have been better. The Ribbono Shel Olam takes the son because he figures it's better for Avram to rest. Avram shows that's not me. I'd be better off and feel better if I worked to do Hachnasas Arachim. That is chesed, which is unbelievable. Because that's chesed, not so much for the other person, that's chesed because you need to do chesed. You can't rest, you can't stop, you can't do anything till you do the chesed. Hey. This chesed, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're comparing yourself to this Eve. Eve, you do nice things, you're Mal B'Sharumim, You're Michael Re'evin. Nayach, he saved the world. Yeah, it's tremendous. Chacham, you have Yashrus. Oh, but this, Tavram Avinu, is no Shaykhist Tavram Avinu. Tztaka. Rachmanim, Baishanim, Goyim, Lechasadim. And the Sipurna says that this is the Pshat Nachnosarchim of Avram Avinu, that he could have only done it after he had a Bris Milah. The chiddush in Avram Avinu's milah, in Avram Avinu's chesed, in his achnasas archim, was because only after a bris milah, yisaleich lefanai veheye samim, complete, the shlemus, the yid, when he became a yid with a bris milah, only then he was able to do this level of chesed, selfless, ahavas chesed, because he had to do chesed. This is the difference between Nayach and Avraham Avinu. Yes, in the list, there's amazing, there's a list of people who fed the Bria. Yosef, Nayach. Avraham was much bigger, it was much greater, it was chesed. It was Tite and Emes, Liyakov, chesed l'Avraham. Avraham brought down a whole new yisoid of chesed, b'doyna. To the Eibishter. It was a chesed which was doimel kainai to the Eibishter. And it became perfected by the Bris Milah. It became shlemus by the Bris Milah. Like every yid has in him the shlemus of chesed. You know, Nayach didn't daven for the people in his generation. May Nayach, the Tanakh, the Haftarah we're going to read is that Noach was blamed for not davening l'bnei Dairai. Why didn't he daven l'bnei Dairai? It's a good question. Why didn't he daven? And the answer, I think, is very simple, because he believed that it won't work and they don't deserve it. He felt that if he davens, they're not holding there. They're bali aveira, they don't deserve it. That's chach, that's cheshbon. When you start doing chesed with cheshbon, so you make a cheshbon. Avram Avinu by Zdoyin did the opposite. Avram could have made a cheshbon. They're a shayim, they don't deserve it. He damages for them. It's a whole different chesed. It's chesed, I like to call it chesed without a cheshbon. Noach is chesed with cheshbon. Because it's moral, it's yashrus. Avram is chafetz chesed, like the Eibishter is chafetz chesed. Mizdabig b'midas kainei, like the Eibishter, that he's a chafetz chesed, avas chesed, redifas chesed, to run after chesed. That's pshat l'pasik. Goyim ul nafshoi, ish chesed. A person becomes one and the same as his chesed. That's the chesed of Avram Avinu. That's the chesed of the Yid. It's interesting. We say, Ki ba'er panecha, masatu lanu, Hashem aleikenu, toiras chayim, liavas chesed. Why do we put together toiras chayim and avas chesed? Why is it together? If you look, we say, Shema b'ni Musa v'avicho v'altito ish Torah simecho. What is Torah simecho? Your mother taught me Torah? I don't know. Unless maybe it means the olive base. Maybe the mother teaches the olive base. I would have said the opposite. Shema b'ni Torah simecho v'altito ish Musa v'imecho. Our mothers give us real good Musa. Yeah, the mamas. Our mothers know how to lash into us and give us real good musr. Right? You're always doing, you know, and you always, you know, the mothers, right? They whine and complain and they tell you and they teach you and they contradict and then they. Right? So why doesn't it say Shema b'ni Musa l'imecha? Tairas avicha, the father teaches Torah. I believe it's referring to an interesting Torah, and that is Piyah. Pascha b'chachma, the soiras chesed. The mother has something called tairas chesed, chesed, which is tairidik chesed. We could do chesed, but that's humane chesed. Then there's tairas chesed, what the mamis, the Yiddish mamis, taught us in chesed, selfless chesed. Full devotion of chesed. Oh, that chesed is something which is ruchni, which is Torah, and that's ki ba'oy ponecha nasat olanu Hashem aleikenu Torah's chayim. What's Torah's chayim? Chayim is life. That the Torah creates life in who we are. The Torah is not a book. The Torah is not a text. Yeah, a person can read a book about Verve's Vas, and it has nothing to do with him. It's a nice story. Shashena Maisa. A person reads, what does that do with you? Torah, if you take it in, if you learn it properly, then it becomes Chayim. It changes the life. It becomes a life. It's a living Torah. And Mela, what happens then becomes Avas Chesed. It gives the person the love of chesed. Ahavas chesed can't be without Torah. It doesn't work. Piyah pascha b'chachma. Avada, the mothers had chachma. But on top of the chachma, they had something else also, and that's called what? Soiras chesed. Noach had chachma, like I explained to you. Noach had chachma. But Torah's chesed, that was Avram Avinu. And I'll prove it to you. You notice we say by davening titein emes liyakev chesed lavram. It should have been the other way around. Who came first? Avram. So it should have said titein chesed lavram and emes liyakev. Titein emes liyakev chesed lavram. It should have been titein chesed lavram. The emes the seder. Isn't there an order? And I think this is what the tefillah is teaching us. The nusach tefillah means first you need emes liyakev. First you need Torah. Then we can have the chesed lavrom. One comes from the other. When there's emes liyakev, when there's Torah, then becomes chesed lavrom. Becomes chesed lavrom. This is ki ba'ir panecha, the Rebbeinu Hashem's light. The Torah's chayim, that creates avas chesed. And that's the piyah pascha b'chachma v'sayras chesed. And that's what the pasuk means. Shema b'ni musag l'avicha v'al titesh. Torah's imecha, the chesed. The Torah's chesed of the mother. Thus on Wunzer Mamis, the Yiddish Mamis, they showed us the way in this area. And this is Avraham Avinu's Koyach. Chesed, chesed, chesed. L'shem HaChesed. Only because you want to do chesed. I told you over many times, I heard from Nosson Zvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, pastor at the previous Rosh Hashiva of Namir. And he came here to New York, and he spoke in the Mir Minyan, for the Kol Olam. And he said, a story from Chaim Shmulevitz, an interesting story. And that was basically the Shmuz. It wasn't too much more, but this story. And he said that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz would walk near the Mir Yeshiva, there was a shoe store. And he would look through the shoe store to see that it was for children. He would look through the shoe store. So Talmidim weren't sure why the Rosh Hashiva keeps on looking through the shoes to see inside the shoe store. They said, Rebbe, maybe we'll go in, we'll help you for your Einachach, you want to buy a pair of shoes. I mean, what would be the reason to be looking through the store window the whole time? So he said, you don't understand. I looked through the window. I see mothers fully devoted to children. Complete mesirus from a mamet to a kind, from a mother to a child. To me, this is ruchnius. It's a spiritual thing. In the next world, we won't see this. So I want to take it in as much as I could take it in to see selfless devotion. Selfless devotion. I believe that the Shiva was telling us something very deep. There's a ruchni. Avada, there's a maisa chesed. True, that's a benom l'chaveray. But there's a chelik ruchni from a whole different plateau that a person lives selfless for others. A mother for the child is the quintessential example of that. And that's Torah Simecha. Torah Simecha, that selfless devotion. The Torah's Chesed. What is Chesed? Selfless. Selfless. Chesed means selfless. So that's a whole different yisoid than just doing and helping others. It's completely different. It's the selflessness of giving, of giving, of giving. Chesed. And a mother, a Yiddish mama, an Eish is chayil, is selfless in her giving to her husband and her children. That's called Toiras. What's behind the chesed, the shroshim of real chesed, is Toiras chesed. And that's Pia Pascha b'chachma, v'sayras chesed. And that's only ki ba'ir panecha nasat alonu. You know, when a person, Le'aleinu, passes away and the Chevra Kadisha takes care of him, it's called Chesed Shalemis. Why is it called Chesed Shalemis? You're not expecting anything in return. So why is it called Emes? The Pasha means Emes, Emes Dik, which means you're doing it for the sake of Chesed. Tzvas Emes, his Svarim on Shvuas, his Pirushim on Shvuas, explains a little differently. Emes is Torah. Such Chesed only could come through Torah. Chesed of selfless. Chesed that is not about you. It's all about giving and doing and helping. Is shel emes from Torah. This Rabbi says everything I've just told you. That the Torah changes a person to be a giver, a selfless giver, not a taker. And that's called chesed, chesed, chesed shel emes. Through the Torah. If you look at the Medrash Taka says, what was missing in the Torah of the Mabul? And the answer is, it was missing Torah. What does that mean? It's missing Torah. I'll tell you what it means. You know what's interesting? They stole less than a Shava Pruta. Chazal say that they used to steal less than a Shava Pruta. Wait, I don't understand. What's the heter? Because they would go to the Bez Din, the Bez would say, it's less than a Shava Pruta, right? Could you have a court case on less than a penny? No, right? Tell me. So legally, you didn't do anything wrong. How about Benon Mechaveritik? Did you do something wrong? Avadi did something wrong. In the America of democracy, as long as I didn't do anything wrong to you, I'm okay, right? Is it really okay? Not according to the Torah. The Torah has entire rules of din and lefnim isher sadin. The din maybe is your potter. The din is maybe your potter. Okay, I'm not going to get into discussion, but noyach is nereg alim pachas mishav and pruta. That's already halachic discussion. But what was the idea behind stealing less than a pruta? And the answer is, there's nothing legally wrong. Yeah, but what happened to benodam lechaveri? And the answer is, that's Torah. And that's what's missing, you see? What Torah fills in is not your obligation morally. It's not your obligation, but what is it? It's about benodam lechaveri. It's about chesed. Tell me, is it a chesed to steal from another guy less than the shava pruta? Chesed or mishpat, that it goes together. That's what it means. They were lacking. They were lacking Torah in the time of the time of the table, in the time of the mabul. How do we apply it l'maisa, Rabbi say? Let's apply it l'maisa. How do we apply it l'maisa? Chesed is not only what you do, but chesed is about how you do it. Avraham Avinu did bezrizus, selfless. It wasn't only the fact that he was machil arayev. A person could be machil arayev, but that's it. Here's your food at the table, right? But then there's something called achnosis orchim. What does the word achnosa mean? You bring him into your house. You be machnis the oirich. You're not just feeding him. Where are you being machnis into? I'll tell you, Meir Dika Maisa, Rav Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Levracha from Muncie, Marcus Schwab told me that in Shanghai, everybody used to come to the Zayda for tea, chizuk. So he says to me, you think that there was room for everybody? Talking about a tiny little, doesn't even know, it was one, a small apartment which they divided in half, they put a partition. And the Schwabs lived on one side of the partition, and the Walkins lived on the other side of the partition. Okay? They had to make a wedding for Rabbi Hellman, who was the head of the Beis Yaakov here in Borough Park for many, many years. Chayil Levrach, he passed away. His chassan was in that apartment, Erev Pesach. He took off the partition, so they had a little more room. There was a partition. That's, and he told me throngs of people would come to this apartment. There was no room for them. People would wonder, how could all the people fit into this little... So he said to me, but you didn't understand that the Zayde didn't take him into his house. He took them into his heart. And the heart was big. There was room for everybody. You see? When the heart is big, there's room for everybody. Achnosis Eichim. Where are you being machnis them? You'll be machnis more than just putting them at a table. Yeah, come eat, here's the table. Achnosis Eichim means to bring him in. It's a whole different chesed, Rabbi Yisrael, you see? Meichel Re'evim means I feed. Yeah, I can feed people. Are you being machnis them into your home? On your table is to the point that they're sitting at your table and you're being mishavish them. I remember the Zaydah Zechariah Levracha was makbid and there were guests that they shouldn't sit in the back table. Because a lot of people have a back table for guests. They would sit within the family. You were part of the family. You would come, you'd be part of the family. Father told me that there was once a person who would come. His hygiene was weak. Famous person, he was a Talmud Chacham. He suffered a lot during the war, and he lost a little bit of his... He had a breakdown. So Lamaisi, his hygiene was very bad. So he would come to the Zayda for Shabbos, and my Zayda noticed that nobody wanted to sit next to him, because he didn't... The hygiene was weak. So Zayda was so makbid, he said, you know what, come, you'll sit with me in the front of the table. So my Zayda pushed over his chair, and he had this other person sitting next to him, like he's mamish. There are two balabatim in the house. There's two household, the head of the household. See, Rabbi say there's different ways how to do chesed. We could do humane chesed, and then we could do chesed, which is avron, which is ahavas chesed. That we find ways on how to make it that it should be good for the person. I want to tell you, shteitel chen pasik, that Noach was told, boy ata v'chol beischa el ateva. Boy ata v'chol beischa el ateva. Who is the beischa? What is the pasuk referring to? So many Rishonim say it's referring to the wives. Bring your wives into the teva. Maisa, when he was told to come originally into the teva, it says, you, your wife, your children's wives. So it says wives. So why when they came already, when it says that they came, it says not the wife, ata v'ishtecha, ata uveisecha. Why does it change Isha to bias? If it means wife, so let it say, you and your wife, like it said, you will come, your wife will come in the beginning, that's how he was told. So if you look at the Netziv, he says a chiddush, beisecha doesn't mean wives. Beisecha means your slaves. Who is going to help? It was a big organization, Noach in the Teva. He needed help. You know, Noach in the Teva was a big thing. So he needed shamash, right? He needed shamash. He needed people to help him. So beisecha means bringing the slaves. The Malbim says no. You know what beisecha means? With your belongings from your house, whatever you feel in your house that you want to take with you, take with you. You want your bed, take your bed. You want your bookcase, your furniture, take that. Whatever you want, take with you. Pack it up. People think Noach came. You shall gather with food wise. He came with nothing. Everyone doesn't know this. It says in the pasuk, "Kach lecha mikol meichel asher yachel." Just say mikol meichel. Why does that say mikol meichel asher yachel? So the Goyin says, all he took was for every meal enough mikol asher yachel shir achila a kibetzah. So he had these compact. You ever had these compact meals? He took compact meals. He made a cheshbon how many meals he'll need for the time in the table. And each meal was just a kibetzah. Interesting. Mikol marichol asher yachol. Yet, Does it say that he took for the animals? I don't say he took for the animals. Mikal ma'achil asher ye'achil, that you eat. Zak the teres yainasin, Reb Yainasin, he didn't even take for the animals either. He took for himself, and there was enough both for himself, which was a nes. It's like I say from the guy, and he only took a kebetza. And it was enough for the animals too. So Nayach took very little food into the table. Enough for him, and that was already enough for everybody. Yet the Malbim says, take all your household belongings that you want. What does he need it for? After the Malbim, he'll make new ones, he'll buy new ones. I imagine Nayach must have had a mansion. Why not? I'm sure he had tremendous, and if according to the Tzivi Ad Avadim, Mistami, he had nice furniture. So the furniture he was supposed to bring, what's the pshat in them? The Rabbi Yishim should have told him, leave everything alone. What do you need it for? Like the Chavetz Chaim. You're passing through the world, you don't need all your belongings. Leave all your belongings at home, it's over, you don't need it. Tell me, you think in the Mabul, it's important for Nayach to have his couch. You're going through a marble, that's the last thing on your mind is the couch. Zach the marble, take your couch with you. The Rebbe Hashem said, take it with you. That's the pshat. So I understand that the Meirdik Ches of the Eibishtim. The Rebbe Hashem understands what it means to leave the house behind. You know, when we have the sukkah, we go to the backyard to a sukkah. In the tefillah, we say clearly, it should be considered as if I went to Galus. Ke'ilir chakting the dead. So ask the Zayda Zechayim Levrach, what Galus, where is it, what kind of Galus is it? That's Galus to go to the backyard? So the truth is, in the times of past, especially like in Europe, I can imagine what the sukkah looked like. Stomach was a Galus. To sleep in a sukkah would be like sleeping in Galus. Maybe. Maybe. But today, you ever see the sukkahs that we buy today? They're nicer than the house even. So where's the galus? Zakta Zayd Zechayin Levracha Sifat Nishdain Bet. You're still, mice, you're not sleeping, you're bed at home. For a person to leave his bed, leave his shower, leave his table, it's galus. Understanding that for him to leave everything and go into the table would be so difficult. Part of the Olam Chesed Yibana is Rabbi Yisrael says, you know, take your house with you. Take it with you. You know, the reason why they say that the European Jews didn't leave seeing the warning signs of the Holocaust, because it was difficult to leave the home. It's, Baruch Hashem, we don't have that Nisayon. But to leave everything behind and go, and that's really Lech Lecha, Mi'atzecha, Mi'ladetcha, Mi'beis Avicha. That's part of the Nisayon of Lech Lecha. To leave everything alone, your whole life leave behind and move on. Yeah, I know you have to do it. Sometimes, some generations, we have to do it. But this is the Nisayon of Lech Lecha. Avada, you know what it is, right? Now you guys know, understand how the Rebbeinu Shleilim understood. That the Rebbeinu Shleilim understood that the Chesed is mechayiv to let Nayach come with Beisach, with his home. Give me a very nice story to bring this out. Rabbi Hecht, the one that comes here to teach the students, he told me that originally he worked with the Rus HaShehidim way back before everybody was involved with them. So when the first shipment came from Russia, the Russian Jews, people didn't want to deal with them. You know, they call them greeners right off the boat. You know, nobody wanted to have to. So he came to the Zayda Zechayin Levracha complaining that he has no place to place them, that nobody wants to work with them. So the Zayda said, what's the problem? I'm also Russian. Where do you think I come from? I'm also Russian. I come from Ruslan. Where do you think I come from? What makes me different Russian than this Russian? Bring them to me! Send them to me. Kachava. He would send people to the Zayda. And the Zayda would take them and talk to them and mimchazik them. After some time, the Zayda turns to Rabbi Hecht and asks him if he can get him Russian magazines. Rabbi Hecht looks and he says, Russian magazines. What does the Rav need Russian magazines? You know, I'm sure there's not a much. I'm sure not a lot of Torah and Yerushalayim in those magazines. Now maybe you have the opposite, right? So why would you come and ask for these Russian magazines? So the Zayda told them, unbelievable. You know, they come to me, they wait. So I'm busy with other. So there's like a waiting room in front of my office. So they look around and they see people with Svarim learning, let's say, waiting for me. So they feel out of place. They feel they're not at home. When they come to me, I want them to feel at home. So I want to put these Russian magazines there. They should feel in place. They're part of just like a waiting room for, so they have what to read. They should feel not different, not out of place. Chesed Lavrom. This is Teiras Chesed. When you start understanding what Chesed really is, selfless, and to understand what the other person needs, it's not what you do, which is part of Chesed, it's how you do it, which is part of Chesed. You know, the government is a Malchus al Chesed. They give, there's programs. Did you ever wait online in one of these places to get these programs? They treat you like less than a behemoth. You ever talk to them? You try to talk to them. They yell at you and they scream and they treat you like garbage. But they're giving you chesed. They're feeding you. Chesed l'Avram. From being mazed to doing chesed is a whole different world. It's an entirely different world. Chesed means morally I have to feed you. Yes. Chachma, wisdom dictates I feed you. But the chesed, the gemilas chasadim, the avas chesed, it's how I do it. Avrom was mechadish v'hu oimer aleihem. He makes the person feel like a balabos. He makes the person feel like he is the main person, and Avram is there to serve him. That's where Chesed separates itself from Lekech Nefashos, from doing and being mazin Re'evim. Yes, Avada, people are hungry, you feed them, for sure. No question about it. But it's a far cry to the Parsha, the Sugya of Chesed, L'Avram, when Avram Avinu was Mechadish Chesed. Tell you a very nice episode that happened recently with me. I recently experienced it. What it means, Ayid's Chesed. My shul, there's someone who, unfortunately, his son is very sick, a teenage boy. In Lakewood, there's an organization called Misameach. They do is they bring singers to entertain the chaylim. He even comes to the house of the person. This particular didn't want. The father kept on telling me he's not up to it. He's not holy by it. And they keep on pushing. The person who calls me up keeps on pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. How much I tell you, doesn't want a Vilnish. Calls me up. They're right now in CHOP in the hospital, two doors away from where this teenage chayla is laying. They're ready to come in with one of the big singers. I should call them. I called them up. The father, he says, we're not holding money. You think they let it go? They didn't let it go. They called me back and told me that they went out and they bought two pens. And they walked in for 1 second into the room and they gave the pens to the bacha, to the teenager. That's called chesed. That's called searching. To figure out how can I help the other person? Selfless. How can I give? He doesn't want your putter. He doesn't want your putter, right? That's you tried. He's not interested. Yeah, but I'm still not happy because he might not want, but I want. He might not want, he might want not be up to it, but I want to do chesed. I want to do bikur chaylim. I want to do. As a yid, I want to help. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam, so the yid Shabbai, the Yitzhakai, says, you know what, I'll figure out a way how I could do the chesed. I'm not potter. I want to do it. This is chesed, 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 lava. And this is something that only Yid has. This is something we have to teach our children. We have to teach our children that chesed has to be havas chesed. Just like we can't live without breathing, we can't live without doing chesed. It doesn't exist without doing chesed. This is the lesson of the parasha of Noach. Eila told us, Noach, Noach, he sadi tamo ebi yosef, mei Noach. He was sort of davened l'bnei dayri. He should have davened l'bnei dayri.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.